Conference recording started.
Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley and team. I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, February 3rd, and ending on Sunday, February 9th. And we have two planetary shifts to look at, and one of them happens on Monday. Well, really, it's Monday in the Pacific time zone of 11:57 p.m., so it's almost Tuesday, which is when it takes place at 2:57 a.m. on Tuesday, and that's Venus. She will leave that poetic, you know, happy glow, Pisces, and enter the fiery Aries. And Venus, when she enters Aries, is very different than the Venus we think about. Well, first of all, she's very adventurous, and she loves the chase, and she's not above having those relationships that thrive on bickering, you know, that little bit of banter of, you know, that type of challenge. She needs to be challenged. She gets very bored if there isn't some kind of a challenge going on. So she's, again, not your average Venus. You know, she's not going to be in the kitchen baking cookies, nothing like that. And she will be very focused on the head region, the face, and all of this for the attributes of beautification. So, you know, uptick in all of the, well, we're also getting into the spring, you know, all of the cosmetic surgeries and makeovers and, you know, so the big money spending could be going there, but also on things like teeth, which are seen now as a, you know, you have to have certain color of your teeth all the time. So anything that is required for beauty, that is from the neck up, is going to be where Venus's interests in being beautiful will reside. Also, we can expect that earrings might get a big bump, because there they are, right next to your face. And any kind of hair treatments, not just the haircut alone, but lots of different things. And maybe fashion will be bringing some, you know, clips or something into view, something else to spend on, let's put it that way. But she is going to be really focused a lot on self-interest and creating more individual energy for herself. And this is at a time when the feminine energies are going through a bit of an attack. So what we might see with Venus and Aries coming in into this realm of political life is some women, warrior women, serious warrior women. And, you know, we don't know, but we can expect that this will, you know, kind of continue on until Venus is going to move into the more well-known attributes. But actually, first, Venus will go into her retrograde period in this fire sign. And this we will talk about as we get closer to the retrograde, which is on March 1st. All right, because this is a process for all of us. This is a collective experience. So she will retrograde in Aries also. So she's going to be in Aries for a longer period of time, and maybe, you know, the universe knows what we need, and we need to, you know, work on feelings of self-empowerment. She will go back into Pisces, actually, on the retrograde, which will happen at 4:41 a.m. on the 27th of March. And that's right before our first solar eclipse of the year. She will be in retrograde in Pisces for that one. This is Mercury will also be in Pisces for that one. The eclipses are so completely important. People have not really realized how very much can be seen. And, you know, if you haven't had your chart looked at for this year, well, I really do recommend you have it, because there are so many things happening, and these eclipses are part of the picture that you might need to know about, because they're in different signs now, you know. But this one, because it's the only one that's going to stay in the old nodes, it'll be in Aries also. See. So we'll move on to see when Venus goes direct, which will be the 12th of April. And she's going direct, of course, in Pisces. And we'll see her there. It's going to be a very interesting time. Pretty soon we'll have Jupiter in a water sign also. She'll go back into Aries on the 30th of April, and so she'll be in that Aries signature for the time of the flowers and romance, and so we'll be talking about her activity at that point in time also. And let's see if I can get her to her next sign, which would be that Taurus entry. And it will be in June, and it is on the 6th day of June for Eastern Time. It will be right at 9:43 p.m. for the Pacific Time on the 5th of June. So then she'll get to be the brownie baker, the chocolate lover. But this is the cycle. For Venus, it's at that time of the retrograde. It doesn't happen every year. It's happening this year. And, yes, we'll have a lot to talk about that specific journey of Venus into the underworld, as we call it. So here she goes into that sign. It starts. This is when you start looking at what you're going to be looking at in the underground. Okay, so that's like what's deep in my psyche about relationship and my self-worth and my values and balance and harmony and my choosing of important people, the Venus areas. And you'll be going back over again. And so start looking at how you're feeling before the retrograde of Venus begins. Okay, because this is the period of time you'll be looking back on. So that's the planet that shifts first. But then all Sagittarians rejoice on Tuesday, the 4th of February, which is one of those days that you can be celebrating the return of spring in the Imbolc, because it's 15 degrees of Aquarius. Jupiter goes direct 4:40 a.m. Hooray! You know, it's for everyone. Jupiter is the planet of expansion. And sometimes expansion isn't what you want, you know, but sometimes you need it. And it's important in your life to have things getting bigger or better. More benefit is coming your way. So wherever this direct motion of Jupiter in Gemini takes place in your chart, you will start to see that again. It was there and then it wasn't, and now it can come back. But of course, if you're Sagittarius or Sagittarius rising, this is a chart ruler, is the old way. This is the planet that resonates with the sign of Sagittarius. So this is where the ascendant and the sun sign are saying hooray, but also, again, you have a house that has Sagittarius on the cusp, and that will be the place where this happy direct motion of Jupiter is also being felt, because it rules that house. But also, the house that has the Gemini transit is going to be active again and be bringing benefit. So again, this, if you know where these things are happening for you, then you can see and plan, just like when I do the daily forecasts. It's like helps you plan your time. Is that a good day to go out and do things or not? You know, should I pick a different day that week? And it's amazing the difference that can be had by doing this, right? So Jupiter, direct, and I looked ahead, and, you know, it is going to speed its way through this time all the way up to, I think it's 23 degrees of Cancer before it retrogrades. So what's going to happen then is those people who have, you know, their early Cancer relating planets, and that would be other water signs in the low degrees, you know, all the way up to 20, you don't get the greater benefit as the people who are up higher in the sign with their planets will get more energy, because it slows down and it goes into the retrograde. It goes into Cancer on the 9th of June, and it's going to quickly be in a conflict also, and this is these people who have those early Cancer planets, early Capricorn planets, early Libra planets, and early Aries planets are going through the crunch of the Saturn-Neptune energies. Jupiter will be squaring from Cancer, both of those signs. And then it goes, and Cancer, the rest of the cardinal signs get either opposed or squared also. And then it retrogrades on 11-11, and that is it up to 25, actually, of Cancer. And that's where you'll get Jupiter retrograde go into the trine to Saturn in November, because it is Saturn's also retrograded back into Pisces. It's a lot of, this year is a lot of here we are, now we're not. Here we are, now we're not. But when they go direct again, which it won't happen for Jupiter until 2025, everybody who's been dabbling in a new sign this year will go into it again and stay there. So this year is like the preview, right? This is the coming attractions, in a sense. Some of the aspects won't be the same when things go direct again, but they will go into, it will go into Cancer after the retrograde cycle is over. And that's, again, not until sometime in 2026. 2025 is like, really, I think we can all feel that energy right now, here in the United States at least, is like, what? You know, what? What's going to, I get what? It's not easy to plot and plan and really understand where things are, where things are headed, what can you rely on, and this is all that Saturn and Pisces stuff, and as it gets closer to Neptune, the worse it gets. And, you know, we've been talking about this, astrologers have been talking for a long time about this period, and that's because, you know, things are dissolving, structures are changing, and, you know, here we are. I would recommend, personally, as we just touch on this idea, to keep your head above water, Pisces, water, sea, keep your head up above it. Don't let yourself drown in whatever it is that you're feeling, or fears, or, you know, skepticisms, and, you know, it's all, you know, happening. So you can take this cycle right now with Venus in Aries to start looking at, where is my strength? You know, where can I stand steady? What tools do I have? And, you know, there's Bach flower remedies, right? There's meditation experiences. There's light work that can be done. And I would encourage you, if you have that energy bringing you down, to just find the way to bring yourself up. If you're reading my Substack posts, which I hope you will, it's a free subscription. Most of them are free right now to read. And I just did one on the scents of spring, that you can make a blend. And I did one for myself this morning. And wow, it really did a number on me in a good way, because it's a very uplifting and clarifying and motivating. These are the types of essential oils that we have for this period right now, as we enter early spring. So it affects. If you diffuse, it'll be in your environment, and it will do that subtle effect on your mind and your emotions and your spirit. So take advantage of your tools. You've got lots of tools, and you might want to read the books that I wrote, because they're about a Druid priestess that is getting her training. And she's giving us tools. She said she came now. This is really the time for her to give us the message that we need. So, you know, ancestors, go back. Get those understandings. Get those tools. And be Venus in Aries about it. Even if you're in the masculine body form or identity that isn't the body but is the being that thinks it's in the masculine form, just go for those tools, and it'll be a big help. And Jupiter going direct in Gemini is going to bring back a lot of information, you know, that's from the past, that we've been going back and finding things, and, you know, it's going to just be really, again, giving us the expansion of consciousness, if we so desire. Don't drown in all the communications either. That, you know, you can overload yourself with knowing. And I'm not talking about being in denial, but I'm talking about, you know, like, I can't stay away from the Instagram, I can't stay away from Facebook, I can't stay away from whatever you're on, Threads, or, you know, wherever. There's so many. And just getting bombarded constantly. Use Jupiter in Gemini to expand into something you want to study, because Gemini is that sign that we become students and we go to school. And, you know, this is, maybe you can start thinking about something that you would like to know, like to learn more, maybe even a language, because that's Gemini. You might want to look at brushing up on something you studied in school and you've forgotten, just for the sake of it, just for the sake of keeping you expanding, right, in your mental realm. So that's like a lot of information, right? And what I would like to also give you is the daily forecasts now. I guess I should have done a separate podcast, but I didn't. So you can always pause, and then, you know, you can always listen to the beginning and, you know, mark where it is that the daily forecast starts. So on Monday, we have the moon also in Aries, and it's coming off a square to Mars still retrograde in Cancer, 5:19 a.m. And anybody can understand what's going on. The action of the moon, the quick precipitative action, and the Mars that's passionate about security, they're not in alignment, right? But Mercury is trine Jupiter on Monday until 4:52 p.m. And it's a stationary Jupiter, but it still has us think, okay, you know, I can get something that will help me, and I can see maybe some intuitive experience coming through about what I need to know for me as an individual. 4:52 p.m., and that's during the void of course, Aries moon. Moon will enter Taurus not until 10:33 p.m. that evening, and there is, of course, a square. Now, it will happen from the fixed signs, an opposition or a square or a conjunction to Pluto in Aquarius. This is the square, so there's a challenge, and this can be financial, this can be geophysical, real estate. All the Taurus energies are dealing with power in the media, and also transformation about the future. 2:12 a.m. is when that completes, and that's right before Venus enters Aries at 2:57 a.m., and Jupiter goes direct at 4:40 a.m. So, all right, the game is changing again. But Jupiter is square Mercury now in Aquarius until 9:00. Did I say Jupiter? I'm sorry. Moon in Taurus is square Mercury in Aquarius until 9:06 p.m. that evening. So the conservative energies versus the Mercury in Aquarius, which is all about getting new ideas and innovations and inventions, and is about the people and the future. So 9:06 p.m., don't get into those conversations if you don't have to on the 4th. And it continues until 3:02 a.m. because the moon in Taurus squares the sun in Aquarius. And what does that do? It brings us to the second quarter of the lunar phase. All right, so now we want to push forward with our goals. And right then isn't the time, 3:02 a.m. Eastern, isn't the time to actually get going with that. But we are having a better experience when we first rise, maybe even overnight with the moon in Taurus, sextile Saturn in Pisces, 4:59 a.m., maybe some dreams are giving you some information you need. Moon in Taurus, sextile Mars in Cancer is what Eastern Coast might be waking up, 7:16 a.m. That is in. However, there's a big surprise coming. We keep having them, don't we? And sometimes they're geophysical, sometimes they're not. But here's a moon conjunction Uranus and Taurus until 2:10 p.m. Eastern. We're still in the Eastern Standard Time, but we're soon to be changing, I think, in March or sooner. We are looking at getting things done, if you need to get things done on Wednesday, either well before noon, because the closer we get to the Uranus energy, Moon-Uranus conjunction, the more people are acting strangely and doing things quickly, and, you know, it's better not to be in crowded areas or, you know, kind of contemplating, you know, doing something that might require you to be very attentive and take care. But after 2:10 p.m., we have the moon in Taurus in a very gentle mode. It's like a big sigh of relief. And it goes into sextile to Neptune in Pisces. 10:29 p.m. is when that is over. So you've got a whole late afternoon and evening on the East Coast more than that on the West Coast, obviously, different time frame, to have this gentle, even artistic energy to be feeling more comfortable in. Moon is void, of course, after that sextile, so it's still nice and sweet and calm when you're getting into the dream time in the East Coast, and the moon enters Gemini at 1:44 a.m. on Thursday, and this is going to be one of the best days energetically for the week ahead. It starts with the overnight sextile of moon in Gemini. Now we're waxing in light. We want to get some things happening. We want to contact some people. We want to see what's going on. That sextile to Venus in Aries, 4:17 a.m. Also, some messages may come in the dream time out in California. You would be having this complete at 1:17 a.m., so you may have had some of this interesting, fun conversations happening as well. And the moon in Gemini trines Pluto in Aquarius at 5:34 a.m. And that's what we wake up to. And that energy is what we feel for a lot of the day. This is, again, the curious, the communicating moon in Gemini that wants to know and is getting some help in knowing from the trine to Pluto in Aquarius. And so we're definitely looking at future here as we go into the day, and then we get to have the moon join Jupiter finally direct at 9:16 p.m. I would say networking is Gemini and Aquarius, okay? So if you needed to put something out there, you want to advertise something, you want to get in touch with somebody and make a proposal about something, Thursday is your day. Now it will be 6:16 p.m. on the West Coast of the U.S., but that still gives you pretty much a whole day to get that and have expansion as part of it. And, you know, very good cooperative conversation. Good ideas. Going into Friday, the moon is also carrying this through in the overnight. Moon in Gemini trine Mercury in Aquarius at 8:11 a.m. So this is your good sweep. It goes all the way there. And in the overnight, Venus has sextiled Pluto in Aquarius, 7:14 a.m. It comes exact for us. And this is, you know, some invention, some ideas that could be something we can look at as we move forward toward our goals. Moon in Gemini, however, gets a square to Saturn in Pisces. So there is an obstacle, there are naysayers, there's something that isn't going to work out perfectly right now. 9:14 a.m. is when that is over. And the harmony of the lights comes in for just not long enough, but it is until 10:57 a.m. when the moon trines the sun in Aquarius. So that's your window. Let's say 9:30 to 11 a.m. You want to get in touch with people. You're feeling really good. Relationship energies go well. Conversations, especially with authorities, the sun go well. And then take the rest of the day off. Friday the 7th, the next thing the moon is going to do is the square to Neptune. And see, the thing is, when you initiate things, it's very important. Everything has a birth. And even a conversation with someone is a birth of that idea if you haven't talked about it already. So this is not where you're going to get clarity. This is with a square to Neptune. It's going to be difficult to get around. Hopefully it's some welcome rain in a nice way for places who need it. But it will make the Gemini travels, which are your short journeys around your neighborhood and not that far away, have some kind of difficulties involved. Don't believe what you read. Don't believe what you're hearing. Don't let yourself get caught up and let Neptune rain on your brain. Don't let that happen. So after that, we have a void of course, moon that's still, you know, kind of confused. Moon enters Cancer at 6:04 a.m. on Saturday the 8th. It does have a couple of difficult aspects because it will first square Venus in Aries until 11:28 a.m. And this is kind of a classic, you know, I want to do something around the house, or I want to, you know, and Venus in Aries is all about, I got to get out of here and have an adventure. So there is disagreement about that kind of thing. Maybe it's as simple as just the plans for the day, but let me just tell you, this is important to know. As we move through the 8th, we are at a point where Mercury is going to be completely conjoined with the Sun in Aquarius. It comes in at 7:08 a.m. on Sunday. But this is like, it's called Kazemi. It's like, I know it's under, completely absorbed in the sun rays. You cannot see Mercury, you know, you haven't been able to see Mercury for days, really, because the closer it gets to the sun, it's going to be in the daytime sky. You know, we had it at night, it was rising. It was very interesting to see, but now it's unseen, but also it's overpowered by the sun. And so the personality is in the thinking, the personality, the creative self that wants, you know, to do something for the self is taking over. And in the Aquarius, which is usually very detached and objective thinking, which can be so helpful, it's gone for now. You may think you're being objective, but maybe not. And other people also communicating. So it's not a time to count on too much. You had your moment to communicate. It was between 9:30 and 11 a.m. on Friday. And for now, just let it roll, basically, if you can possibly do that. There is, after 11:28 a.m. for the moon in Cancer, there really is no other aspect other than that square to Venus in Aries that's in the waters until it joins Mars in Cancer until 2:48 p.m. on Sunday. That's your Sunday morning and early afternoon. Well, Mars has had a trine come in at 8:15 a.m. to Saturn in Pisces, so it feels a little more stabilized. So maybe it will be just something about, you know, lunch, or, you know, where we're going, or what Mars thinks we need to do to be secure, and what the moon thinks. It could get very irritating with a Mars-Moon conjunction. So just be aware of that, but the moon will come in and trine Saturn quickly, like 2:57 p.m. That's quick, 9 minutes later. So you get to feel a little more stabilized after that little irritating speed bump in Sunday. And the rest of the day is the moon in Cancer going towards the sextile to direct Uranus and Taurus until 11:49 p.m. So now you're looking. You know, you're about Cancer energies. This can be food, diet, kitchen appliances, because we have a electronic Taurus You know, so there may be, you know, something you can actually find that's good and, you know, that will be worthy and have value if you were looking, if you were planning, if you're making any kind of plans like that. But also you may be looking at your budget and things like that and finding, you know, some creative ways to deal with it. The moon will go into psychic mode after this. It's kind of more intuitive mode with the Uranus and Taurus. But we're going into Monday, and we're looking at the trine to Neptune in Pisces. And so that comes in for us in Eastern at 8:49 a.m. So a lot of visionary work. You can do it to also create with your visionary ideas, but you can also receive the visions or information that you might need for your own benefit, okay? And that takes us to the beginning of next week, after this coming week, which will be starting on the 10th of February. And what we'll have is two things, and I may be doing two different podcasts, because we'll have the Leo full moon, which is the third way you can celebrate the Invok or the Candlemas or the beginning of spring, Gulvar in Welsh, the beauty time, because that's another way people would use the full moon to do their celebration. So that happens on Wednesday, the 12th at 8:53 a.m. Eastern. And then Mercury will leave Aquarius and move into Pisces on Friday, which is Valentine's Day in the United States, 7:06 a.m. So there's a little bit more feeling in the day than the distant Aquarian. I always wondered, why did they pick Aquarius sun sign for the day that should have been in Leo time? Leo or a Venus, you know, like a Libra or a Taurus time. Chocolate is given, I mean, Taurus, right? But they chose Libra. No, they didn't choose that either. They chose Aquarius. So now we get Mercury coming into more sensitivity for that day, but also maybe a little bit foggy. Anyway, we'll talk about all of that next time. I wish you all the best with these energies. Don't forget, Jupiter direct is going to be a boon. It's going to help. It's going to expand things. And I'll say goodbye for now.